In fact, turn just over, Titus. Go 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus chapter 2, verse 4. Titus gets into it. Paul, writing to Titus, he actually describes 7 attributes of a godly woman and 5 attributes of a godly young man. So 7 of a godly young woman and 5 of a godly young man. And this concept is continuing that God wants the younger women to stand out in our culture. And women in our culture today are encouraged to love whoever they want, to farm out their children to someone else's care and influence, and to not worry about being sensible or pure, but to do whatever pleases them, fulfill, you know, their desires and be their own person. And God says, no, I don't want you to be your own person. I want you to be my person. I want you to live in a specific way. Here's an example. Look at verse 4. He says that they admonish. He's talking about the role of older women. The older woman of every family is the mother. She should be the model, the Titus 2 woman for her children. And then in the wider sense, in the church. But God wants the young ladies to see their mothers. Look at this. Admonish the younger women to love their husbands. Hey, do young ladies see their mothers loving their husbands? You know, I look and I wonder why some... Kurt was laughing about the Gen X and Gen Y, whatever that means, those designations. I'm seeing more and more in young people, boy, they are not interested in marriage. I mean, they're just, so scared. Why? Because they haven't seen a powerful, godly, wonderful marriage. If you show any affection in public, people assume you're not married, right? It's just, married people don't act that way. You know, they don't like each other or something. But young ladies should see their mothers love their husbands. This word in Greek, the word translated love their husband, Paul's using to describe a woman who's totally focused on one man, her husband. She's in tune with his needs. She knows his plans. She's aware of his desires. And I wonder, mothers, do your daughters see that in you? Do they see that you are tuned in and focused on one man? And he's not on television or in a movie or some sports hero. He lives with you. And you totally believe that he is the most wonderful person because God designed him for you. You do that very long, and your daughters will want to be married to a man like that. And that's how he starts, and that's what this is about. But you say, that sounds terrible. Too hard for me. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 13. You say, I cannot do that. I am not a man of patience, and I'm not a man of purity at this moment, or I'm not a man of whatever. Look at Hebrews 13, because I want to tell you why we have communion. Communion is where we get that new start. And we have this cute little Jeep, this little electric thing that someone, their kids outgrew it, and so they gave it to us, said, would your kids ever like it? I'll tell you what, the thing just drives all over our yard. It's so cute. But what happens when the battery runs down, all of a sudden I can hear out, when I go outside, I hear, and it stops. So then Dad has to get behind it and push the thing back in the garage, lift up the seat, unhook the battery, and get the charger. And I merge those couplings, and you know, if they've been doing some off-road stuff, I clean all the mud off, and I put it in there. And one overnight connection, and that thing is just right out of the garage again. Do you know what? Look at Hebrews 13:20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that's communion words, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. What does that new covenant provide for us? Verse 21, make you complete. God called you to be a man, he'll make you a complete man, able to live out how he... God called you to be a woman, he will call you to do what he has designed for you, and he will make you able to do that. How does he make you able? Look at verse 21. Working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. He actually gives us the power. He gives us the ability through his Spirit, prompting us by his word, by us yielding to be this way, to be pleasing in his sight, as men, as women, as young men, as young women, as boys, as girls, as parents. That's what communion is about. So in a real sense, we've all in. And communion is when we lift the back seat and pull out the cables and we remind ourselves of what the power source really is. It's God, through his Spirit, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, making us able to live the way that pleases him.